You have friends that own spas, like hair places.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of my best friends is a very well-known hairdresser here in New York, a colorist, and he has his own salon. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so this lady owns a hair salon. She's noticed over COVID, people are putting weight on.
Well, you don't have to own a hair salon to notice that. Open your window.
You have to pump up the chair.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And right. If you weigh more than 350 pounds, the chairs that they have now really don't work.
Right, right.
So
think of that.
You can buy chairs that go 500 to 600 pounds, but they cost $5,000 a piece.
Oh my God, that's a lot of money. And because how many clients do you have that are over 500 pounds? Maybe like one.
She says she has about 6 to 12 who are past that limit.
Oh, okay. What part of the country is she in?
She doesn't say. I don't think she wants to narrow it down too much to where she is. But she's wanting to know, A, can she ask people if they weigh more than 350 pounds? And B, can she upcharge them if they weigh a lot? Because they're putting a lot of stress on these chairs.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. First of all, I have had my hair cut with somebody and my hair colored. You can do it with the person standing up. They don't have to be in a chair. You can also get a bench. You don't have to get a special chair that raises and lowers. Like, trust me, I have had my hair done for many, many years. My aunt was a hairdresser. My uncle was a hairdresser. They would come over and I would just like sit on a bench or sit on a stool. Like it didn't matter. And they would just do my hair. That's so fucking rude. Not only can you not ask somebody if they weigh more than 350, but fuck you and go get your hair done somewhere else. This is the same thing as like when they make larger people buy a second seat on an airplane or, you know, just whatever. They upcharge you if you weigh more on certain, you know, in certain airlines, whatever. That's not okay. It's not okay. In fact, you know, what I thought was really interesting is when Marconi, my dog who died, who I told you guys about, when he and I were doing therapy work, we would go to the hospital. And remember, like we were working with a New York population, so people of all sizes. They had hospital beds and wheelchairs for very large people. They had like double sized. Do you know what I mean? Like a double wide. It was actually so that they'd be comfortable, so that they wouldn't feel, you know, like shoving them into a little tiny wheelchair, and they wouldn't feel uncomfortable. The hospital provided that. They never once said to a larger patient, "Well, we had to buy a bigger bed for you." No, you cannot ask somebody their weight. No, you cannot ask them to pay more. That is your fucking problem. You can do their hair while they're standing up.
Yeah, and if the world is changing and people are getting larger, we shouldn't have to pay that on your end to upgrade your salon.
No, exactly. And the thing is, their weight has nothing to do with their hair. You're cutting somebody's hair. It's no, whether they weigh 100 pounds or 700 pounds, it's still a haircut. And, you know, the bigger issue we should be talking about here is men's haircuts versus women's haircuts. That still is not okay.
Why?
Because they charge twice as much for women's haircuts. So it shouldn't go by whether you're a male or female. It should go by your hair. How much cutting do you need? How much time are we spending with you? If you've got super short hair, and you're just having like a buzz and then cutting the bangs and you're in and out. Why do women get charged $150 for that and men get charged $80? Mm-hmm. The same exact haircut.
Yeah, I don't know which guy's paying $80 for a haircut.
Well, I'm saying at salons,
right,
in New York. I mean, most guys go to barbers, and a lot of the barbers around here, it's one size fits all. Like it's $25 regardless of whether you're male, female, long hair, short hair. But if you go to one of the upscale salons or any salon, the standard rate for a men's haircut is between $75 and $80, and the standard rate for a women's haircut is around $150.
See, and that's crazy for a guy's haircut because I got to get my haircut every 3 weeks.
No, I mean, there's women that go get their hair cut every 3 weeks also. It depends on, you know, how long you want your hair to be.
God,
me,
I
get my hair cut twice a year. I can't.
Yes, we know.
I go twice. And I get a discount because it's my friend's salon, and I still go twice a year.
Yeah, see, the places I go to, you never see a girl in there getting her hair cut. It's all, well, it's called Sports Clips. It's got
right.
It's got sports on and chicks cutting your hair. You just got to find the right chick in there to cut your hair.
Yeah.